Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's that? Hey, never you mind, Poindexter. I'll finish my calculus test when I'm good and fucking ready. Jerk. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to James Heaney. James?
Hi. Is there some sort of quirky name you were going to give me?
I shot the heen, but did not, in fact, shoot the deputy. Do you remember your first roller coaster?
My first roller coaster was the Dragon. It was at the Cary Days Festival. If I was on a roller coaster before that, it was because I was not sentient yet. But I remember the Dragon. It was just a really bad small roller coaster that went in a circle with two hills.
Okay. Chris wants to know if there's a possibility you were not sentient yet. And I think he speaks for all of us.
Yes. I mean, I am sentient now. And I've been since probably about, I don't know, probably like two, maybe.
I've hung out with you many a night after shows and you have not been sentient, dude.
Say hey to Caroline Cotter. Cotter, not smarter. Can we get a preview on what your last words will be before you die?
Oh, probably like I have to go to the bathroom
or
like
yes!
Can I use the restroom.
Yes, that is the greatest because so many people shit themselves. Hey, yeah. Everybody, it's Cole Stratton, Stratonovich. What do you think of the film? What did you think of the film? Because I'm assuming that you're the only person I know who saw it, called Cats.
You know, I've almost hit play so many times, but I have not yet brought myself to do it. I'm going to. I swear I'm going to, because it's just like, it's, you know, a car wreck of a movie from what I hear, but I've not done it yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, please report
it
back.
What's that?
Did you buy it?
No, it's just on iTunes.
Or I thought you bought it and you were like, not.
I'm sure it's
yet.
Already on VHS. Oh, I was thinking
it is
UH.
On VHS.
We get the laser disc.
Hey, there's Christoph Arano. Tall, not dark enough, and handsome. Ever been fishing?
No, not officially. Officially.
No, not officially. No. Okay. I like it. I like all about it. And last, but don't let the door hit you in the balls if you think him least. It's Joey Greer, Merv the Perv. What size shoe are you and why so small?
I'm a 6.5 in children's. And I think it's just my water diet, if I can be honest.
Okay, fair enough. Let's do a damn show. Most of our scenes were suggested by your listener emails. If you'd like to submit one, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. I love to read your emails. I reply to as many as I can, which is, I'm at about a 96% rate right now. Again, write your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one, in fact, comes from listener Steve, who wrote, there was a story I remember about a family whose hands were the size of the foam number one hands used at sporting events. I lied. I don't remember it anymore, so I'm hoping that you can share it with us. That is an ass backwards way of saying his suggestion is
I love
a
liar,
family
dude.
Whose hands are the size of foam number one hands. You have shared so much already with all of us listeners, and all I know it is all true. Just wondering, if you are ever late for something or forget to do something and only have a lame excuse doing... Does doing this show allow you to come up with a believable excuse? So the premise again of this one, this guy's, is this Yoda? Is this Yoda right again?
He just wants to learn how to be a con artist. So that's what he's asking. He's like, I tried to con that story off. I couldn't do it.
Right. And do we
use our powers
for
good? Well, he wants to know if using the powers of improvisation allows us to come up with things on the spot. And the answer is no.
To rob a bank.
Absolutely not.
For example. Yeah, you could improvise robbing a bank and then actually rob it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. His name is Steve.
Steve.
All right. I'd like you guys to be very cautious. Those are antiques. If you break it, buy it.
All right, let's just move this sofa out of here. Come on, we're moving it out of here. Let's go.
Who are you talking to, Dave?
I'm talking to the customers that just walked in. I just want to make sure that they're cautious. These are antiques. In fact, that there, that's from the Revolutionary War.
I'm sorry.
Move this table. Come on, let's move this table. Let's
the way to- you are treating me and my family is incredibly disrespectful. You have a moving crew moving your antiques around. You're not saying anything to them, but I think you're saying it to us because our fingers are large. Is that what you're thinking?
Is that the issue?
Oh, I hadn't even noticed that. I hadn't noticed. And these moving crew people, they're bringing in new antiques.
They're
I'm
saying,
a buyer
let's get these lamps
seller.
Out. Let's get these lamps outside.
Are you sure?
I'm not. I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm pretty old.
Okay, well, let me tell you something, sir. This moving crew is moving all these pieces into an unmarked van.
Mom, ask him if he works at an antique store because he is an antique.
Sir, do you work at an antique store because you're an antique?
You know what? Just hold your tongue really quick. I can hear your son this close to me, okay? That was a rude thing to say.
You are ancient. Just tell him to shut up.
It doesn't matter if the mirror breaks. We just need the frame. Come on, let's go.
Hold her up!
You know what? I believe that I'm being robbed by that.
Well, unfortunately, sir, pardon me. I'm the husband here. Unfortunately, we don't care what you believe anymore because you've already demonstrated to us that you are.
And I just want to say thank you for letting me talk to you. My grandfather probably wasn't the most like gregarious person or open, but you know, you got to spend the last few moments with him before he had that massive heart attack aneurysm.
Yeah.
And,
again, I'm so sorry we didn't call 911 right away. That probably would have saved his life. He was just being so rude to us.
He also smelled.
I for sure. Thank you so much for the, this is a huge tissue. Is this a towel? What is it?
It's an antique towel.
Your
dad smelled like poo.
Thank you so much. I do have a smaller glass of water I could use. This glass is just—it's too big for my hands to hold. It's just massive.
Sure. Here's a cap of a water bottle.
Oh, thank you.
Is that small enough for you?
Yeah, I could just dip it into this giant glass and just.
How do you do anything with those baby hands?
Huh?
If you haven't noticed by now, my son, his name is Bobby, but we call him Bobby Zinger because he just zings on people wherever we go.
Like how do you jerk yourself a soda with those
Check
little
that out.
Hands?
Check that
yeah.
out.
Okay.
And the thing about him is, if you have any sort of like insecurities or whatever, he somehow knows, and he'll just kind of say the thing. So,
which is opposite of what we taught him, because we've been, you know, looked down upon because of our physical features, and yet he's used that as a superpower to just bomb on other people around him, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Also, sir,
watch this.
Why didn't your mom like
Boom.
You very much?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for giving me the time to talk to you.
Hey, sorry, can really you leave? Can you leave that. The bottle cap, please?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Of course.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the family that always thinks they're number one, so happy to see you guys. So happy.
If this is a bad time, we can leave. It seems like you invited us to dinner at your house, and
yeah, because you know us freaks got to band together. We have giant heads.
Yeah.
With floppy, weird cowboy hats on them. And we can't change that. That's just who we are, all right?
Yes.
But for some reason, everybody celebrates you because you have spirit or whatever, and we're just clowns.
So did you invite us over to yell
Boom,
at us?
Take this kid out.
That's exactly what we do.
This kid's on fire.
And in fact, I'm going to have Petey lock the doors. Petey, lock the doors.
Locking the doors.
Order up!
Look.
Okay, well, I have a quiche. Can you put it in your oven? I'm going to burn my fingers off if I put it in there because they're huge.
Is a oven? Is that a remark about the size of my noggin? Because there's a lot going on in there. It's heating up.
No. I was, in fact, making a remark about my hands and that I needed help putting this quiche I made for dinner in the oven.
All right, fine. I'll put it in.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Foam Hans, we have an issue with
it's
with
foam
Bobby.
Hands. Yes.
I'm sorry. Foam hands. I'm having an issue with Bobby. Mm-hmm. He has been, Well, he's been very negative to some of the other students. And obviously, we never blame a child, just like we don't blame a dog. It's the owners. And as the owners of the child, his parents, we, you know, we have to assume that this is some, this might be some kind of atmosphere that is emerging from home that he's mirroring. So it's just an, it's a way for the child to express themselves. And obviously, just like a dog, they don't have the same kind of, you know, vocal capabilities, or, you know, they're not able to swim as fast as us. So we, you know, we just want to give them the best opportunity to be the best person they can be. So you do need to have a conversation with him, because as he calls them, his zingers are hurting a lot of the other kids, and mainly the teachers. He's able to really zero in on the teachers' insecurities and really crush them. So sorry about that. That was my drawer. I have a little...
I'm uncomfortable with how often you're comparing the children here to dogs. And I do think dogs are responsible for their actions and should be held accountable. And secondly, that's just our little Bobby's personality, right, honey?
Whatever you say, babe.
That's right.
Yeah, and we brought him along with us as well. I hope that's okay.
That actually is 100% okay. And I actually wanted to offer something here. Let me just go into my cough drawer. And so this is a shock collar. Okay, that's my closets. So this is a shock collar, and I usually use.
You know, all right. You know, in my business, they call me a shock collar.
They do.
You tell them, Dad.
A shock collar.
Okay. Okay. So
it's always funnier the second time.
Yeah. Do you understand why they call them that?
All right, Petey, you were a good dog, but the judge is holding you accountable for what you did, so you're gonna be going away. You're gonna be going away for a long time. If it wasn't for that suggestion by Mrs. Fomans, they wouldn't have happened. But they took it. They escalated up the ladder, and now all dogs have to go to court. Not heaven.
They should get my fucking back there, dog. Jesus Christ, I thought I was gonna be fucking done for. Who knew that guy had a shank up his eye? Oh my God, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something right now. We're actually planning a break. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. Are you in, dog, or are you not?
I don't know about that.
What the fuck? Holy shit! Holy shit!
Relax.
Okay, family meeting.
What's up, Deb?
Listen, I stopped by Dr. Krauk's office. He gave me some pamphlets.
Okay.
Some pamphlets. Now, I'm not saying this is something we have to do. I'm saying I want to discuss the possibility of reconstructive surgery. A beautification.
Reconstructive, like a nose job?
Like a nose job for our hands.
Well, honey, correct me if I'm wrong, but if we were to go through with that surgery, they can't reduce the size of our bones in our hands, so we'd have to be amputated on both hands and have new, maybe a dead person's hand sewn on top.
I did not correct you.
I don't want dead hands.
I did not correct you because you are not wrong, my darling. You rarely are.
I don't want dead hands.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
I don't want dead hands.
What about Bobby if he gets the surgery now as a 8-year-old boy? Yeah. By the time he's an adult man, he's going to have child's hands.
Are the dead hands going to grow?
Okay, these are great questions. Now, the pamphlet says there are a lot of dogs being euthanized on the daily. And some of those dogs can transfer to humans like that.
Dog paws.
All right. Now, if you see here, I got a lot of dog paws with thumbs sewn on them already.
See, babe?
So what I'm thinking of doing is I'm going to be able to take some of these dog paws and I'm going to be able to sew them onto your fucking arms, okay? And then you're going to be able to have these other fucking dog hands with these thumbs on there. And then if you want to come back, I'm going to be able to add some more pieces to you.
Sir, do you have a question for the council? We've only got so much time for each neighbor to.
Yeah, I got a fucking question. Everyone's able to have a goddamn barbecue, but I start doing little surgeries in my fucking garage, and I get slapped
with the citation. Let me tell you something, buddy. I pay my fucking taxes. I have my house stored the way you want it. There's no car in the fucking garage or driveway. So do me a solid. Let me use these dog paws with thumbs on them to make my art.
Sir, I want to make one correction. It says here on the notes that you actually have not paid your taxes.
Yeah, I got a question for the council.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. You know, because Ms. Thompson complained that my dog shit in your yard, now he's doing 12 to life at Sing Sing. And I feel like we need to find an in-between here because, I wasn't there to curb him. That's my fault. I apologized. You know, I went back and I got it. And, you know, I paid extra for lung replacement if needed. Right. But, you know, my dog was just doing nature's thing. He didn't know that his you know, where to go at the time. It wasn't personal. And now,
Would you suggest what, a suspended sentence or a community time?
A community service, you know, let him, you know, take blind people around or something, you know, just something he can do instead of like wasting away in a cell, which, you know, it's not, there's yard time is not nearly enough and they won't throw sticks. So it's bullshit. So,
well, let's take a quick vote. McGregor, where are you going to weigh in on this?
Anti-dog.
I think it's right. I think it's just yay or nay, McGregor.
No dog.
Sorry, this is his first day on.
This is your first time at these HOA meetings. It's always getting a little crazy. It always comes down to dog.
Do
votes.
You party?
Tea? Do you want tea? I do. Yeah. Oh. I was just actually going to offer you tea with vodka in it.
Do you party harder?
Hold on one second. Anti dog. So yeah. Oh, I party harder than anybody. I love this housing community. Office of America.
Thank you for the
order up.
Can someone close that drawer? Close the drawer.
Okay, sorry. I thought I was gonna be able to.
So many drawers open. I thought,
it's so crazy. I just want to have a little aside. Am I right? Yeah.
A little aside of cocaine.
Oh yeah, actually I was just gonna offer you some tea with cocaine in there.
No thank you, I want it drying up my nose. Anti-dog. I've made my position clear.
Hi, so you two, you know why we have to kick you off the council, right? In the front of the whole town, you were both snorting cocaine and pouring vodka into your teas while you were sitting, you know, up in full
don't
view
use
of
your weird
the whole town.
Large finger to point at us.
I was pointing at the chairs and I gestured to you.
He did it. It was all him. I had nothing to do with this.
No, is this? I'm sorry. This is not a question of. Sorry, this is not. Patricia, 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 Michael. No, Patricia, calm down, Patricia, Patricia. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I think I smacked your ear off with my big hands. I'm so sorry.
That is scene one, everybody. Scene one.
That was just.
Somebody find that ear. Scene two comes from Patreon VIP McCoy, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy Gang. I promised I'd hop on Patreon once I got employed again, so here's the fulfillment of said promise. And congratulations on your employment. My scene suggestion is this, Curse of the Mummy. Still healthy and much love from Northern California, McCoy." So the tour will start in about 10 minutes. We'll be going about 30 meters below street level. And all I ask is that you don't touch any of the objects. And photographs are fine.
I hate to do this. I can never convert meters to like feet or inches. Can you give me a little...
Please stop talking to him. I'm trying to hear the tour guide.
I paused him so he's not talking anymore. So you didn't miss a thing.
You paused him on my thing too? God damn it. Well, they're still moving. Fuck. Okay, great. So what do you want? Oh. What do you want?
Oh, yes. I did a pause for all.
Just a pause for me and you, apparently. It looks like the other 60 people are going down the goddamn
walking,
tomb.
But they don't hear
it. What do you want, man?
Can you? I need a little help. So, you know, like ounces to cups, gallons to liters. Like, I don't. What's the conversion rate from meters to feet?
It's 120 feet is 1 meter.
100. And so he, and so how many meters did he say we're going down? 30 meters?
30 meters.
So let me do that math there. So, well, I'm bad at math. I'm going to pull up my phone really quick. So 30 meters times 120
feet. 3,600 feet.
Holy shit. That seems deep. Am I crazy?
It's no, you're not crazy, okay? And oh, jeez, where the fuck did it go?
I did a pause for all.
You pause for all my ass. It's just pause. You clicked my goddamn little pack, and everyone else kept walking. Now it's almost pitch black. I can't see where the hell I'm going. There's six pathways going different directions.
Down,
I'm gonna explore
down.
Them all.
All we gotta do is walk in that.
Hello, hello, little boy.
I'm not a little boy. I'm a grown man.
Well, compared to. I'm just talking about size. You're about half a meter tall, both of you, huh?
15 feet?
You found 15 your... feet.
No, 126 feet is a meter. Is a, so that's half a meter is half of that. 24.3. Half of 12 and 24.
Okay, I'm just trying to make a point that you're both very small, and I'm a very, you can't see me completely, but I'm a big, creepy woman, and you looks like you lost your way from your...
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's get the hell out of here.
Here's the plan. Okay, here's the plan. You hold my hand, and we walk 3,600 feet in that direction. And
listen,
one,
buddy.
Two, three.
My man.
Four, what?
Three.
Wait. What?
Look, okay. I just wanted to go on.
Let's
this.
Go.
I wanted to see
Let's
little Tommy's. I'm trying to go. What the fuck? Look. I'm whispering. Okay. You're whispering. We're freaked out. Let's just admit we're scared.
I'm not scared.
You're not scared.
This is all make believe. Don't you know that? Mummies
are
real.
Serious? Mummies are real.
No,
what are you talking about? Mummies are 100% real.
It's the real. Frankenstein's real too, and the Wolfman's real too.
Yes. Yes. Okay. 100%. I've actually
Walk
been on. I've been on
the mummy.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Walk towards the mummy.
Okay, let's go.
Oh my
one,
god.
Two.
So my husband, he was going on one of those tours to see some of the mummies and whatnot, and he should be back maybe in a couple hours, whatever. But I just want to know, are there any spas in the hotel that you can recommend to me that'll, you know, pretty much eat the same amount of time as him at the tomb and then me getting a massage? That, do you know what I mean? I just want to be able to cross him when he returns. He has his thing, I have my thing, so we could spend time together. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that clear? Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm not being clear enough about what I'm asking. Do you understand?
I 100% understand. I fully understand. We're not a hotel with many amenities. We have a continental breakfast, and we have a gym, which is three weights and a treadmill that doesn't work. So there's not really a spa on property per se. But if you go down to the tomb but only go 1,500 feet, and hang a right, there's a wonderful 15, catacombs 15. Area with lots of sarcophagi that you can use to do like Pilates and crunches on. And there's a lot of mud down there that you could put on your face to help, you know, it feel better and stuff.
Okay, so there's nothing in the hotel. Do I have to bring my own towel or does the hotel provide?
3,564. 3,564.
Stop counting every feet.
Shush. We're about 40 feet away from where 3,600 is.
Okay. Yeah, you don't think... Look, I hear you, okay? And you know what's pissing me off?
What?
You don't fucking believe in the Wolfman. You don't believe in...
Why are you mad at me? Don't get mad at me.
Because you got... There's a serious, man. We're under... who knows how many miles are underground?
Well, right, how many miles are in a meter?
Look, we're in the mummy's home.
Behind you.
Okay.
Nothing's there.
It's all dark. I can't... just put your hands out. Just go like this. Like, do the mummy.
Reach.
Put your hand.
Ow! Ow!
Okay,
ow!
All right, I'm sorry. Ow! Okay.
Ow!
I've stopped touching you. Hello? Hello?
Did you bring Heaney?
Did I bring Heaney? Yeah. I don't know. Did I bring Heaney? Heaney. What does that mean?
Dr. Heaney. Oh, you can't hear me.
Stop.
Dr. Heaney, we wonder if perhaps we could give you enough money to sufficiently urge you to go down into the tomb deep, deep, deep to help fulfill the prophecy that we've written about. You are written this prophecy, Dr. Heaney.
It's precisely the reason I don't want to go into the mummy's tomb. The prophecy doesn't end well for me.
Yes, but it's a prophecy. We all want to see it, like, if it's real or not. You're being a dick, Dr. Heaney. Go down and explore.
It's a lose-lose situation for me.
We all think you're a dick. Dick, 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 dick. Dick,
go. Oh, come on. Don't chant this. Don't chant this. All right. I'll go. But I'm going to need one hell of a tour guide.
Well, we could bring Gus out of retirement. He hasn't gone anywhere since he recorded that wonderful tape describing meters.
Well, the problem is the tapes I don't trust. I want somebody that is in real time giving me directions to get down into the mummy's tomb. And if there's some sort of mummy hunter, I'd like that with me too.
Wow, demands. Well,
hey,
I mean,
I'm going to my own demise. I want to take all precautions to survive.
All right. Well, I do know a mummy hunter. His name is Rich, and he's in town. He's in town for a sales conference. It's very fortuitous. So maybe I'll see if you'd like to go, Dr. Heaney.
Okay.
3,600. Where's the rest of the group?
Which one of you will speak to the mummy?
I don't see anyone else here. I think it's just me. I'll speak to the mummy.
Are you fucking with me?
Are you the same guy that asked me about a Heaney? I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
Look straight ahead. Follow the light.
Is that where the gift shop is? I'm thirsty.
I can't find any more mud. I used all the mud already. All the mud is gone.
Oh my god.
Oh, are you going to bring more mud? Hello.
Hi.
Can you give me a mimosa? What? Do you know what
I
that
don't
is?
Work here.
Oh.
Well, do you want a mimosa?
Yes. I just walked 3,600 feet.
Oh, my God. How many meters is that? That's
30?
30 meters. Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted this mummy tour, but there wasn't actually any mummies. Just a weird voice.
Oh, yeah. My husband was on that, too. He's obsessed with it. He loves all Frankenstein.
Oh, did they walk? Did they walk by already? Did they come out already?
No, I haven't seen him. Yeah, actually, he, oh my God, he had the exact same bracelets as you have
oh,
on.
Oh, so he's
yeah.
full access?
Yeah, and actually, he was wearing the exact same shorts that you're wearing, too.
Oh, so he's supernumerary status. Yeah, this gets you in anywhere.
Actually, he was wearing the exact same sunglasses as you're wearing, too.
Oh, he must have ordered online. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's just a kawinky dink.
No, I think a lot of people have the same setup here. If you buy online, you order early, all that stuff. Anywho, no mummies here. Yeah. It's a long walk through a cave. I appreciate the mimosa, but I got to go lay down now.
All right. Well, feel free to lay down here. I'm in a little spot.
I just want to let you know, maybe you might not ever see your husband again.
What the hell?
Sorry.
All right, Dr. Heaney, descend to the tomb. They're just punting down there. You need to fulfill the prophecy.
Okay. All right, I'm on my way. Isn't there like some sort of head flashlight that I can strap to my head?
There is. I brought a more traditional mag light for you, but if you'd prefer, we could duct tape it to this beer helmet that they wear to ball games.
I do prefer that. I need to have my hands free in case a mummy comes up.
All right, but it's an embarrassing look to be seen with in front of a mummy. So it's up to you, but I'll strap it on here. Taping it on.
Oh, it's got my hair. It's got my hair. All right, all right, all right.
Oh. All right.
So how far is it? Oh, wait. I'm getting getting some sort of audio. Do you hear that?
No,
yes,
not
this
at all.
Is Dr. Heaney.
Dr. Heaney.
Yes, I'm traveling into the tomb.
I'm here for my 2 o'clock.
Oh, am I your 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So I think we're alone now. What's going on?
I need an exam.
Oh, well, I primarily work with the living.
But your finger.
Okay. Is this...
Up my ass.
Okay, I'm just going to have to unwrap some of these bandages. Oh, they're paper thin. I can just rip through them. Okay, I'm going to need some... And it's... This is very... it feels like somebody's taken all of the insides that I usually find in an ass out. I think that's the problem. I think the problem is all your organs have been removed.
They're just old.
Oh, yes. Well, we just need to find a family willing to donate organs.
To my ass.
Well, we could start there.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of stuff that you guys can use. I got a whole bunch of organs. I got a whole bunch of dog hands. Whatever the fuck you need, man. So just open that cooler and take whatever you want. I'm a scientist. I'm a doctor.
Sir, okay? Sir, you failed the driving portion of the test, so you will not be getting a driver's license today.
Okay. 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 I don't need it.
You do need your real ID.
If anything, maybe.
To travel.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, I have a passport, so I'll just use that instead. Okay. Is that it? Can I leave or not?
Yeah, no, that's scene two. That's scene two. I want to spend some time with that fella. I want to get to know him better.
By the way, Cole, you brought up the beer helmet, and I was thinking about beer helmet from the previous scene. Did you have that on your mind? Because like, the
yeah.
floppy cowboy hat,
I mean, it's just
the this, the yep. finger, and yeah. Wow. Group mind.
Great
mind. Group mind, everybody.
Scene 3 today comes to us from Thomas, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I plan on becoming a VIP once the world stops spinning again and I'm not eating rations. You're all great, and I had to rank. And if I had to rank you all, I would put Joey third."
Oh, ooh, hell yeah. Oh. Top three, baby.
It's kind of nice. "My suggestion is a vegetarian-themed fight club. Thanks, Thomas!" All right, first, all right. Let's have a call out of new members. New members, please.
Yeah.
Just raise your hand.
Here.
hand yeah. raised.
Okay.
Someone close that drawer.
What is your name? New member?
Carrot.
Carrot?
Yeah.
Okay. And you, fella, what's your name?
Brock.
Is that short for broccoli?
It's Brock Lee.
Oh, God. Oh,
two
God.
Names. Crazy clever. Okay. Steve, are you going to take minutes this week?
Please call me Chickpea when we're in this room.
God damn it. Yes, Chickpea, you're going to take notes this week?
On it.
Great. All right, old business first. Someone in this room, and I'm not going to name names, I'd like you to just step forward and explain. Someone has mentioned Vegetarian Fight Club outside this room.
I was invited by Chick.
Yes?
P.
And how were you invited, sir?
By word of mouth.
Yeah, I understand he spoke to you. I'm just wondering, was it in a public place? Was it in private?
Oh, no.
Was it on a phone call? Was it in an email?
It was in private in a public place.
And so... what was the private part?
Okay, yeah, so here are your salads. Thank you. If you need anything else, just let me know. Here at Salads and... say that again. Here at Salads and Fork, we offer anything.
Hey, buddy, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I just got a table out there, and they seem like really rough and tumble kind of guys, and I just really want to, like, you know, introduce myself in the best way possible, because here at Salad and Fork, we offer the
premier salad and fork experience. That's what I'm supposed to say.
And so, right. And so, what would you really what I'm saying say? Is, look, you have aggression, right? So take it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking knock that guy's teeth out. There's bacon bits in my range.
What I'm saying is,
gonna fucking kill him.
I'm part of it. I'm part of it.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Hi, welcome to Salad and Fork. I know our last server.
I swear to God, if I have to talk to this asshole, I'm gonna knock his fucking teeth out.
What if I told
you deal with them?
Is there something wrong that I can maybe something with the order I can help with or
get away from us?
Nothing. Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay, you got it. All right.
What if I told you there was a backyard?
Yeah.
In Simi Valley, where a group of people meet
in Simi Valley
and get their aggressions out. Would you be interested?
I'd say I'm in. You just saved me my third strike, friend. I'm in.
Now there's a catch. We're not using these. We're not using the fists. We're not using our knees. We're not using.
But that's all I've trained in.
Throw that out. I'm talking stalks of celery.
All right.
I'm talking throwing tomatoes as hard as you can.
Yeah, so I think it's pretty clear that Chickpea kind of said the whole damn thing to this new guy.
Well,
it seems that way.
I just
want
to ask a question because I know the rule is we don't talk about it, but I was wondering then how do we get new recruits? Thank you.
A fair question. Carl, you want to take that one?
Well, the best way to get new recruits is what I like to do is I go and I stand outside the vegan fight club on 3rd. They're so weak. They're easily impressionable. But the problem is because they're vegan, they will want to tell everyone. So, you know, there is that. But they're ripe for the picking. So I recommend going down there and we can see what we can get. You know, we'll get some new people in.
We're poached from the vegan fight club.
How did Carrot find out about the club?
Well, that's a solid question. Carrot?
Why, first of all, how come everybody is under investigation here today? I didn't realize that this was the FBI.
It's not.
Okay, I'm trying to make a comedy joke. Jesus fucking Christ. You guys are just like my wife. She doesn't laugh at it. Anyway, how did I find out about it? Yeah, something that I like to do that I think is fun is stand just outside. I like to go around outside. If I hear a noise from somebody's backyard, I'll walk to it. Have I gotten arrested for that before? Yeah. Did it?
Dana, this is becoming a bigger issue than I want. I mean, you're coming to work with celery stalks, pieces of, I guess, potato skin all over your fists and eyes.
Okay.
You know, you need to have a little bit more respect when you come into this office, okay? I don't know what's going on in your personal life. But that needs to be curbed when you come in here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just confused because at first I would come in to work with, you know, just looking like a real nasty piece of shit. And now I just have vegetable scraps on my hands and I'm still getting attacked for that.
You're not getting attacked for that, okay? But I
feel like you're attacking me. I feel like you're attacking me.
I'm not attacking you.
And I don't know. I don't know why. I feel like you're attacking me. I don't know why this matters. That's what I feel.
So it looks like we have some blunt force trauma from a stalk vegetable. Maybe he died instantly. Just here in the boardroom. So we're gonna coordinate
off. Get that body out of here.
Don't move it. It's an active crime scene. Please leave it. We're trying to
moving the body.
You guys, leave
moving it out. Oh my
god,
I
have no authority here.
I can't fit him through the doorway. I'm gonna have to cut him in half.
Okay,
no, please stop. Just leave the body. We're still trying. It's still fresh from its death. I'm trying to ascertain a lot more about. It's an active. Oh god, damn it!
Tossing you a chainsaw. Get
this desk out of here to cut this guy up.
Moving the desk.
All right. Well, I think I got enough down here. It's the fifth body I found this week that had some sort of vegetable markings on it. You have somebody who's acting out with a lot of aggression. But at least I have you to tell it to, tape recorder.
What do you mean you're shutting down the farmer's market town? I mean, this is where we come to sell our fresh vegetables and fruits. I mean, we just want to be able to give the community some healthier alternatives to,
all right,
to what
look,
they would
we,
be.
We won't shut you down, but we need you all to wear wires. Okay, we're going to try to figure out
Well, why is this bad for the vegetables?
Look, it's just until we catch this killer or killers.
Hi, I'm looking for some real stiff celery.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
I'm talking the kind that could knock a man out.
Well, that's fairly untraditional for it. But
look, my name is Steve. I think if you're looking for Steve something... Chickpea, you might have heard of me.
No, I
live at 4306 Waymore Place.
Oh, you live across the street from my sister. She lives on 4606.
Do you not remember her address? How do you
know? No, I just got confused thinking about houses. You know, on one side of the street will be odd and the other will be even. So for me, I just had a brain.
That confused you?
I'm sorry. You know that I had a brain tumor that was removed 2 months ago. So I get confused.
I don't believe you did.
What do you think this is?
I don't know. I mean, I think you
guys,
had something
to try to keep them. Try to keep on topic here. We're getting a lot of good information. Now you guys have spiraled out. And don't act like you're hearing me through your earpieces, okay? Just go back to the transaction.
Sorry, someone in my ear just told me to stop talking to him. So let me go.
I hear those same voices sometimes. And the voice today is telling me tonight I should bludgeon a man with a sack of potatoes.
This is the FBI telling you?
Hey, FBI, PPI, DDI, anything you need to label. Yeah. It's telling me that.
So we must we're working on the same case.
I think you had something implanted in your head.
You're working on the same case? If that's the case, why don't you meet me at 4308 Waymore Place tonight?
That's my brother-in-law's house.
I'm married to you.
I think we've got enough.
I'm married to you.
I think we've got enough. Move in. Tape recorder, move in. Tape recorder, go. Go. Don't just look at me. Go get him. Tape recorder, go. Move in, tape recorder. God damn it.
Connor, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cut funding to your special division.
What? Why?
We're just not getting the results we want. I mean, your paper on the advancement of tape recorder technology and how it's actually going to be able to take the place of field agents was interesting. I mean, enough so that we invested $200 to $300.
All right. Look, pal. I'll serve you drinks, but I'm not serving that thing. You just got a line of shots next to it.
Pour it on the recorder, goddammit.
All right. I mean, you're paying for this.
Pour it on.
Okay. I feel weird about this.
And pour one on the floor for the Walkman we lost last week.
Jesus Christ. You're a real wacko. You know that?
I'm a wacko. The department assigned me this partner, okay? So I'm just doing the best I can do, all right? All he does, he's a good ear. He listens, but that's about it. He doesn't offer any theories. He doesn't offer any backup. But you know what? He's my partner, and I have his back, all right?
Babe, I just want you to leave the tape recorder out of this for once, okay? We haven't made love in months, and tonight I'm horny, so I want to have sex, and I just wish you would take the tape recorder out of the bed. Leave work at work.
I mean, I can't. I mean, what happens if I leave him in another room and some headphones show up and take him away? I can't.
That doesn't happen. It's a tape recorder.
And if I keep him in here, he'll hear everything, and that's embarrassing.
Yes, shut him off. Turn pause. Put him into a drawer in another room and pick him up when you go to work tomorrow. It's a fucking tape recorder. You know what? Never mind. I am leaving you.
Hello. My name is Stephanie Kay. I am
newly divorced.
What's up, Steph?
And my partner was obsessed with a mouse. It was a Bluetooth mouse.
Oh my God.
He'd bring it everywhere. He'd ask if it was able to connect to anything to just scroll around. And then if it did, which most of the time it did, because most things are fucking Bluetooth. He was just clicking around. And I lost him. I lost him to that mouse. And
I'm so sorry.
I don't know why. I just had to say something. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say something. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. There's no apology necessary. And these are safe walls that you stand inside of. We're all here
that's
to.
That's a crazy way to describe a room. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just a room.
I've never heard anyone describe it like that.
I mean, even just like an open space is could be well, safe and like, you know.
It's safe in here, so it's okay that you're all.
I don't feel safe in here because of how you're describing it. I don't. I feel like the walls might drop, and then like a whole bunch of dogs will just be released onto me. Is that irrational? Is that any rational fear?
No, no.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak?
I'll say something else. I'll go back up and say something.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
That I just sorry. There was a weird noise.
All right, tape recorder, she's in that meeting. I'm gonna hold you up and I need you to play In Your Eyes, all right? And then maybe she'll come back to me. I don't know how well you amplify because you're pocket sized and hopefully she hears it, but we'll see what happens. Oh god, come back to me. Shit. Is it because I poured so much shots on you?
Can I help you, Sean?
Hey, old prospector.
How are you?
I was trying to win my wife back. My partner here and I got so deep into work that, you know, the tape recorder became my life and she left me and... I mean, I know that your only love is gold, but how do you show it that it's the most important thing?
Well, I'll tell you this. My partner was my pickaxe right here. Charlene. Now this piece and me went everywhere together, and I'm going to be honest, I tried to make love to it. And when I did, I did some horrible things to the bottom half of my body. Okay. This pickaxe was too sharp. I cut myself up. Pretty bad. Inner thigh cut up.
You're on a public street, and that's a weapon. And I feel like I have to take you in, but I don't want to because I really admire you, your spirit.
Connor, I'm reinstating the program. That prospector you arrested was actually the head of a cartel gold ring, and you busted $400 billion worth of counterfeit deboolians. Connor, I'm raising your pay to $20 more.
Oh my gosh. It's all been worth it. Losing my wife and she still won't talk to me or return my calls, but to know that I've got this money now to put away.
Hey Connor,
it
Connor,
means everything.
Connor,
yeah.
Connor, this is work, okay? I want you to leave home at home and work here, okay? I don't need to know what's going on in your personal. You hear me?
Hey Captain, sorry to interrupt. Wow. Did you have these walls painted? I feel so safe in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually wrote safe on all the walls, so.
Oh, that's the that drawer's got that squeaking. Huh?
I know we're celebrating the $400 billion bullion bust, but there's a goddamn massacre at 4306 Winmore Place. There's hummus and blood everywhere.
Connor, you want this?
I just ran out of you.
Yeah, I got it. Come on,
hey,
tape
Connor,
recorder.
I love you.
Oh my Captain, I have so many feelings for you, but this is not the time. I have
to
go stop this.
I love you.
I love you more.
Hey, it's not the time. Don't do this, Connor.
Okay. I know it's not the time. I gotta get down there.
I love you. I love you.
Okay, Chief, I love you too. I know it's not the time. I'm gonna go down
Connor,
there now, okay?
Not the time.
Okay. Chief, I know. I gotta go. Okay?
Connor, I'm the director of the FBI. I'm the captain of a police department.
They're all dead.
Oh, case closed.
Well, no. We don't. We still gotta apprehend the people who the assailants, the people who committed the crimes. But no one's breathing.
Thompson, have you just been running back and forth to the crime scene?
Yeah, it's 4306 Waymore Place is right.
It's around
right
the corner.
Yeah, you can actually see it from here if you open the door. Actually, Captain, can I open your blinds?
Of course,
it's right there.
These are. Oh wow! Those...
Whoa! Where are you pointing?
That's a lot of hummus.
Right there. No, you're looking over there.
Where?
No,
Captain.
So right now
right?
The sun is in your eyes because you're looking in the reflection of the window.
I'm looking directly at the sun right now.
No, look down.
Wait a second, guys. Tape recorder's been missing for a half an hour. Could it be this whole time he
Oh my god.
In your eyes, the brook sing your eyes.
That's our show today!
Sorry, we've only got so much we can afford of the rights of that song. Fantastic. I want to thank all of our alchemists today, especially Mr. James Heaney. James, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we'll work on some technical things between episodes.
I think I'll be able to fix it before next episode. Okay, I'm just going to use a secondary laptop.
If you can get closer to your camera also, you're so damn handsome. I can barely see you. You look like you're in hell, the bowels of hell. That's what the background is
meant to be. And I'm shivering in hell.
And you seem very cold. But you're also half the normal size. And I'm missing that sweet, sweet Heaney face. And congrats again on the commercial. What was that sweet, sweet national?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah. Wiener Schnitzel.
Enjoyed the hell out of that, man. I remember you telling us about the movable wig or whatever that ponytail thing is.
Yeah, it was controlled with a remote control. There was a team of people remote controlling everybody's ponytail.
A whole team of people.
It's fucking awesome. A team.
Yeah, and the same person that worked on my hair piece is the same person that did your hair stuff for the whole 10 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And they also work on a Mandalorian. Anyways.
Yeah, they do.
Great to see you, James. Caroline Cotter. James Genie, thank you so much for being here today. And you will not be joining us for the second show, I understand. But no. I greatly appreciate you making the first one. Where can folks find you if you would like them to?
Well, I don't want anyone to find me anywhere. But if you did, you can find me on Instagram on Cotter Poop. And maybe tell me what I should do with my life.
Yes, please. Someone out there.
Help.
Offer a rudder. Yeah. For fuck's sake. Thank you, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Alvarats.
Thank you for having me. I was on the phone with Jessica the other day. She's in Orange County. And while we're talking, she goes, James Heaney's on TV. And she got to watch your spot while listening, while talking to me. It was a really fun moment for both of us. We're so proud of you, dude. And that's all I want to say. I yield my time.
Mr. Cole Stratton, thanks so much for joining us again.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Sidebar on the Jessica Lowe of things. She has a very funny part at the end of Desperados, now on Netflix. FYI. Go to at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on various social things. Go to sfsketchfest.com. Rent some videos. Help support the festival. There's a lot of good shit on there. More good stuff coming.
Please do. Joey Greerman.
Check out Bear Supply live on the internet. On Westside Comedy Theater's Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/Westside Comedy Theater every Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Please continue to write to us. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Love to read your emails and hear from all of you. It means the world to us. Please stay safe and remember to wash your hands as often as possible. Social distance your shit. And let's give big thanks to our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Duke Bain.
Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak. Thank you all for being there. Be safe. Until next time.